From Washington, this is VOA News. French authorities continue a search for a missing suspect. Global travel warning issued for Americans. I'm Vincent Ruse reporting from Washington. France remains on high alert, and authorities continue to track suspects who might be involved in this week's Paris shootings that killed at least 17 people. Topping the suspect list is the 26-year-old female partner and suspected accomplice of one of the assailants. From Paris, Lisa Bryant reports for VOA. The government plans to step up security ahead of a rally Sunday and fears of new attacks.
Speaking Saturday, Prime Minister Manuel Valls called for a massive turnout Sunday at rallies against terrorism around France.
Le terrorisme, il veut nous diviser, nous fracturer.
Valls said terrorists want to divide the French public. Valls also warned against intolerance and anti-Semitism at a time when both French Muslims and Jews fear reprisals following the incidents. Authorities say France will remain on a high alert as Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has claimed responsibility for the attack on the Charlie Hebdo newspaper that killed a dozen people on Wednesday. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The U.S. State Department Friday issued a global travel warning for American citizens after recent terrorist attacks by Islamic militants. The State Department says an increased likelihood of reprisal attacks against Westerners for the U.S.-led military action on Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq is part of the reasoning for issuing the alert. A bomb blast on Saturday at a crowded market in northeastern Nigeria killed at least 16 people and wounded about 20 others. The bomb went off around midday in Maiduguri, the capital of Borno State. Media reports say the blast may have been triggered by a 10-year-old girl. This is VOA News. The tail section of the Air Asia plane that crashed into the Java Sea has been raised, but Indonesian investigators did not find the black box recorder inside. However, the chief of Indonesia's National Transportation and Safety Committee, Tatang Kurniaji, remains confident searchers will locate the black boxes, key to learning why the plane crashed on December 28th, killing all 162 people on board. Searchers detected ping signals from the black boxes of Flight 8501 on Friday, but officials said the boxes seemed to be separated from the tail section. It's been 1 week since Boko Haram seized the far northeastern town of Baga and began raiding nearby villages. Hundreds were killed and entire communities were burned to the ground. And Look has the story for VOA with help from Karim Haruna.
Baga fisherman Yahya Takakumi spent 4 days running and hiding in the bush after Boko Haram militants seized the town. He says, "I have not seen four of my children and my elder brother." Boko Haram seized the town of Baga from Nigerian troops. Survivors told VOA that soldiers ran out of ammunition. They said insurgents blocked the roads out of town and then pursued residents fleeing into the bush. Some residents took canoes across Lake Chad. He says Boko Haram blocked the boat pass. Any boat or canoe that came along, they killed the occupants. Several thousand people from the Baga area fled southwest to Maiduguri. At least 7,000 more fled in the other direction, into Chad. And Look, VOA News, Dakar.
U.S. President Barack Obama says 2014 was a breakthrough year for America, and he has the evidence to back that up. The president made his weekly address from Pellissippi State Community College in Tennessee.
After a decade of decline, American manufacturing is in its best stretch of job growth since the 90s. America is now the world's number one producer of oil and gas, helping to save drivers about $1.10 a gallon at the pump over this time last year.
In December alone, according to Mr. Obama, American businesses created 240,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate fell to 5.6%. An unmanned SpaceX booster rocket propelled a cargo capsule containing 2,300 kilograms of food, experiments, and other items to the International Space Station early Saturday. As the rocket made its way to the space station, the booster failed in an unprecedented attempt to land upright on a platform in the Atlantic Ocean. The California-based company, led by billionaire Elon Musk, said on his Twitter account about an hour after takeoff, the booster rocket landed hard. More details at VOAnews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.